Today we welcome to the studio Donald Campbell and Joan Gregory Bartosz, Chairman and Treasurer of the National Caribbean Monument Charity. Good morning, both.
Good morning to you.
Perhaps we could start with an easy question. Could you tell us more about the National Caribbean Monument Project, please?
Well, the National Caribbean Monument is a project, a three-year project, to actually install a monument in the National Arboretum up in Staffordshire for Caribbean people for over 400 years of service to Britain and the Commonwealth. As there are over 300 memorials in the National Arboretum currently, there's very little, certainly nothing positive for Caribbean people. So we are looking to create, design and install a monument in this three-year project.
Right. So what was your motivation? What sparked off the desire to get this monument?
Well, there's this young lady and her name is Pauline Mills. I'm sure she won't mind me calling her young. She's ex-military, like myself. She actually, out of interest, visited the National Arboretum. And after spending a day up there looking around the various memorials, realized there's nothing there for Caribbean people.
Right.
So she became quite, shall we say, I use the word animated, I think it's more irate.
Right.
More or less rugby tackled some of the staff up there and asked as to why there are no representative monuments for Caribbean people. They then told her that it's up to individuals or ethnic groups or whatever to actually come and represent themselves up there in whatever manner they see fit.
So now you've got this desire, having realised there's nothing actually at the Arboretum at all, what form do you see this memorial actually taking? In years to come when we go to look at it, how will it look to the public?
Well, hopefully we can actually get something that will form as a legacy, which will be an interactive memorial so that you'll have young people who probably are from Caribbean heritage, shall we say, can go up there, interact with this particular memorial and learn something culturally and get some sort of education of what's gone on in history.
Right. And dare I ask, how much do you think you're going to need to get this memorial?
Well, that's a good question because we've gone up there, we've had a look from the lowest to the highest, which is probably from about 70,000 to 8 million. And we based ourselves, we've given ourselves a target of £500,000.
And is there a sort of time scale involved to raise this money?
Well, we're looking for installation of the monument 2019, September 2019.
So that's just a little over 2.5 years.
Yes, wow. Indeed. So yeah. we have got quite a bit of work to do. But nothing good comes easy, so
no, of course.
We have to work at it.
And have you sort of had any donations to date? Anything in the coffers?
Yes, we have not a great deal, but we've started. And because we've actually been active, we've done things like Charity Golf Day. We've done various products. Joan, who will you hear from in a minute, and Jenny has actually put a lot of work in making some products. We've also come up with other things like mugs and bits and pieces, and we go to various functions and we actually sell, and some people just donate towards us.
Right. So you mentioned products that involve Joan. Joan, could you tell us what sort of things you've already made or what you've got in the pipeline?
Well, what we do, we start with our logo and we have print them on mugs that we can sell to the public to get needed funds. We have also done key rings and fridge magnets, creating them with the. These are just some examples.
Right. Joan's creating. Just showing me the key rings now with the TNCMC sort of, and logo, which says in support of memorials for Caribbean heroes.
Yes. Right. And we also have them in fridge magnets, uh-huh. And we intend to, as we go along, pens and other memorabilia that people can have them
right.
to and be a rem- tangible reminder of what we're doing.
Right, so a daily reminder. Each time they look at the article, they'll be reminded of the motivation and the feeling, if you like, behind the project. Okay. I can't help but notice the TNCMC. Now, I would imagine, is that the sort of address for your website, if any of our listeners want to learn more about the project?
Absolutely. That's the shortened version for the website, which is obviously www.tncmc.org.
Right, right.
You know, amongst the other products that we're looking to do are T-shirts and tops.
Right.
And mainly because we're looking to raise fund by doing walking sponsorship. And we've also got in the pipeline a bike ride, in cycling for over 400 miles, because it's been over 400 years.
Oh, right. Mile for each year. Yeah.
So it's static cycling in a gym where we can invite anybody to come along and participate. You can do it as an individual or you can do it as a group.
Excellent. And what about the Caribbean community locally? I would imagine, obviously, I've got the chairman and the treasurer of the organisation here today. What sort of response are you getting from your sort of local folks?
Well, it's local and national, to be honest, because we've so far gone around the country. We've done Manchester, London, Cardiff, and indeed local in Birmingham here. We've done presentations, and the response has been very, very positive.
Good, good. And what about sort of interest from back in the Caribbean, either from individuals or government? Any thoughts there?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are meeting with the Deputy High Commissioner of Barbados tomorrow,
right?
Who we've met before, and we're hoping to engage with her to actually take this project forward.
Excellent.
To all the other High Commissioners and embassies to represent us, and indeed they will then take it back to the Caribbean, to CARICOM. CARICOM is the, if you like, the European Union of the West Indies, community.
Right, right.
So that's where we want to take this.
Now, that's very positive, but I do know there's a rather sort of sad side to the visit that you made to the Memorial Arboretum, that you only found, I think, was it one reference to a Caribbean soldier, which was a rather sad story?
Yes, we found one reference, and it was about a lad, Jamaican lad, by the name of Herbert Morris. And he was, as they captioned it, shot at dawn. And what it is that he was shot for desertion, and because they found him wandering on several occasions, and the ultimate punishment to make an example for him was that he was court-martialed by his peers. Now, when we researched it further, we found out that he was suffering from what we'll call today post-traumatic stress disorder. If you can imagine, volunteering to come to Europe at 17 and even lied that he was 17 just for the enthusiasm to help the empire, he came over, shipped over to France, and with the impact of the shells, all the conflict at war, his comrades being killed beside him, he was just wandering. And so they caught him once wandering, they disciplined him, but it happened again. And so they decided to court-martial him to set an example. Right. He's presently, as we research, buried in Belgium. And so we saw that he was pardoned in 2006, along with 306 others, because they realized that they made a mistake and tried to make amends. But for him, sadly, that's the only reference for him at the Arboretum.
So he was pardoned over, nearly 90 years after the event, when we know a little bit more about all the terrible suffering that people went through. Mm-hmm. And he was only, barely 17 years old?
Barely 17. Yes.
So in the individual memorial and all the memorials, the only single reference is to a Caribbean soldier serving on behalf of the British Commonwealth and Empire.
Absolutely. And it's a negative one that we want to make into a positive by installing a monument on behalf of the whole of the Caribbean for over 400 years of service to Britain and the Commonwealth.
Right, right.
So this is very important to us, and indeed the whole of the Caribbean nation, to say let's have something positive, and also let's have something that is a legacy for the younger generation.
To aspire to look up to. What about sort of any assistance that might come your way in the way of, we've talked about governments back in the Caribbean, are you hopeful that you might be able to get some sort of support from government or other organisations within the UK?
Absolutely. I mean, we are talking about Britain and the fact that everybody thought when they came across here, they were actually coming to Mother Country, to serve Mother Country. And that happened through all the wars, if you like, the major wars, one and two. And indeed, later on, we're talking about from a civilian element as well, where we have like the Windrush ship that came across here on the 22nd of June 1948. And that was when the country, this country, advertised in the Caribbean islands, your mother country needs you to rebuild Britain. So Britain was obviously devastated after the war.
Yes.
And had very little money and needed to be rebuilt.
Right.
So they asked for people from the Caribbean. Hence the Windrush ship and others came across.
Yes,
and that was quite a significant landmark also within this Caribbean world.
So from the point of view of our listeners who will be listening on a monthly basis to the magazine, or people from around the globe who now listen to us via SoundCloud and the website, you're actively encouraging anybody, whatever their background, to look into this sort of travesty, if you like, that there's no representation at the memorial, and get involved as far as fundraising is concerned anywhere around the world?
Absolutely, because the Caribbean is very mixed of English, Irish, Scottish and Welsh.
Right.
So history tells us a lot of stories. The deeper you dig, the more you find out. So therefore, we are very mixed. So therefore, there are many Welsh people, Irish people who have got ancestors or indeed relatives in the Caribbean still.
Right.
So when we say Caribbean, we're not just necessarily talking about black people from the Caribbean.
Right.
We're talking about on a whole. So anybody that can lend us their support, from patrons to ambassador to whatever, and indeed fundraising for us, we're more than welcome.
Excellent. And I can see Joan's desperate to read something out of something she's got in front of her, Joan.
I will ask Don to read it. I wrote a poem in tribute to Herbert Morris.
Yes.
My own words, just to show appreciation for what he did to volunteering to come and to help us to free us from the tyranny of what we experienced in World War II.
Well, if I could just then perhaps to play us out, so to speak, Donald, I notice that the poem is headed Herbert Morris. If you'd like to read out Joan's poem so all our listeners can share in the emotion of that.
Indeed, it'd be a pleasure. Herbert Morris. In a Belgian grave I lie, immersed in foreign soil. My only wish, my only desire was to serve the Empire. Not knowing the impact of the foreign strife, I volunteered and embraced the soldier's life. It was all new. I was excited. But the reality of war, with its guns and confusion, and my comrades and friends dying all around me, I felt my mind exploding. I wandered here, I wandered there. Surrounded by despair, I just wanted to disappear. I was jolted back to reality when I was found and arrested on the charge of desertion. But that was their version. Back then it was paradise or desertion. Today it's called post-traumatic stress disorder. I wrote a letter to my mom, trying to explain what happened to her son. And this poem is joined by Joan Gregory and Jenny Turner.
Wonderful. Well, Donald, thank you for reading the poem. Joan, thank you for writing the poem. There's nothing much I can add to that, really. I think it's a wonderful way to finish. I'd like to thank you both, that's Joan and Donald, for coming in today, telling us about the project, the National Caribbean Monument Charity. Good luck with your fundraising. This is clearly a project that has to succeed. There's no way we can allow this not to happen. And maybe we look forward to having you back in the future when you can tell us how things are progressing and have the memorial is up and running. Thank you both for coming in today.
Just one final note before we close. With the courtesy of the Beacon Centre, we are having an event on the 25th of February from 2 to 1, and you're all welcome to come and join us to see the presentation in its entirety.
Excellent. So that's at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley on the 25th of February, which is a Tuesday, did you mention?
A Saturday.
Sorry, it's a Saturday, the 25th of February, and the time again was?
2 to 5pm.
2 to 5pm. And just a quick reminder, if you want to learn more about this wonderful initiative, please go to www.tncmc.org. Once again, Donald and Joan, thank you very much indeed.
And may I say thank you very much on behalf of the trustees of the National Caribbean Monument for your invitation here. Many, many thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to know more about all the things we've talked to today, about the National Memorial and the raising of funds for this charity, feel free to ring Donald Campbell. And Don's mobile number is 07802 72 3222. That's 07802 72 3222.